Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call it, a myriad of stations throughout the area, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. However, if you choose, you may also listen to us on your phone. We have an app, ESPN Southwest Florida. It is free. Download it. Listen to us there. More and more of you are listening on the app. You can also listen on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen live. You can go back in time and listen to Sheeman Shepherd podcast, the best ofs, as we like to call them. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do. Get through the combine, the latest on MLB. LeBron with another crazy statement about basketball. I will explain later. We'll get to all of that in due time. Plenty of giveaways, Wikipedia, and, of course, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts coming up at 5:30. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I don't know. I just heard Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, talk about the Miami Heat not being very good. I tweeted at him that they're 9-1 and have not been struggling, unlike every other team in New York. I said that's what happens. You know, you work in a city where every team sucks and your brain goes to mush.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes.
Just in case you're wondering, and in case you are planning to go to New York City at some time soon, today even, head on out to 75 9th Avenue. It's right across the street from Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see a bunch of people out there in front of Major League Baseball headquarters yelling, man fraud, man fraud, man fraud.
I like it.
It is hysterical. And if you want, because it says it right here, because I do my research, do you have a suggestion or feedback to convey to the executives of MLB or complaints in relation to certain rulings in a game? Here's the number, 212-485-3444. It says right here from the corporate office, I'm quoting, you can have a quick conversation with one of the personnel on the MLB management team. That's 212-485-3444. Or again, if you're heading up there, 75 9th Avenue in New York. It's right across from Radio City. You can't miss it.
Okay. Get out there. Spread the word.
Man fraud. Man fraud.
I don't know if I'm thinking of Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum.
That's what it is.
Okay, yeah, it's very close. But no, that's brilliant. I love it. I love it. Yeah, we'll catch up on all of the latest. Pete's kind of condensed the bullet points of yesterday's events. Of course, we listened live to Rob Manfred for a few minutes, and then we bailed. There was more after that, after he was snickering and laughing on the podium, right, which I thought was not an appropriate response.
But more importantly, what a night in college basketball last night.
Oh.
It was a fantastic night. The Gators pulled one out. They need that one in Vanderbilt.
Good job, Kathleen. Wisconsin just banking in shots left and right, beating Purdue.
It was just great. My Friars, a tough 2-point loss to Villanova, but still a wonderful game. And then Wisconsin and Purdue was great. Gators and Vandy.
Chris said it was going to be a great night of college basketball.
Was.
He was right.
FGCU won by 9. Didn't get my lock, but...
They didn't cover either, did they? It was minus 11.
No, it was minus 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
After beating them by 32 points in the regular season?
Yeah.
That was the only L of the night for us, right?
Yeah, I think so.
My
Oh, no,
NBA over on, in fact, it was
I
funny.
I took it. You let me down, son.
It was at 216, and Chris misheard me, and he was about ready to write down 213. It turned out to be 213.
I had 213 in my
head.
That's right.
Yeah, we lost it by a bucket.
Okay, well.
It happens.
At least I gave out a winner. Second one this week.
Joe Biden's State of the Union came in the under at 61 minutes.
Really?
Did not hit 64 and a half.
Okay, well, I
would
have
need
lost
to clap
on that
longer,
one.
One of those.
I watched about 10 to 12 of the 60.
I watched 10 to 12 seconds.
Okay.
highlights this morning on the news.
And that by the time the Wisconsin game started, I was off it.
That's a great game.
What a great atmosphere. And just have Purdue go down in flames. Yo, Purdue can't win close games. IU beat them by a last-second bucket. Michigan State beat them by a last-second bucket. Wisconsin beat them late. This is Purdue's problem. This is why they will not be in the Final Four. They can't close.
Chucky Hepburn. He called it.
Bank.
Bank.
Yes, Kathleen, if you'd like to call 239-337-ESPN and bask in the glory of a Big Ten championship.
Hold on 1 second, Kathleen. I'm looking up to see how accurate Craig's statement was about not being able to win close games.
I just gave you three examples in the last month.
Okay, they beat Villanova earlier this year by 6.
Quality win.
They beat, that was a loss. Don't want to bring that one up because that makes your point.
Yeah, my point.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah, look it over. They're a two-man team. Jane Ivey and Zach Edey, that's it. Two-man team. They can't hit free throws.
Beat Ohio State by 4 points.
Indiana beat Ohio State.
How about Nebraska? Speaking of that.
Nebraska beat Ohio State.
No, not beat them. Pummel them. In Columbus.
It was great. For IU not playing yesterday, I enjoyed basketball last night watching Ohio State
and
Purdue.
That's why I like my Friars, because they win almost all of their close games like this.
I want to argue with you on the Purdue take, but I don't think I can.
Thank you.
Like, their close wins are against not very good teams.
So, Craig, right again. So, they're overrated. Let's come to the conclusion when they were up at the top of the polls, they were overrated. So, Moon River says, hey, I missed the show yesterday for the first time in ages. Mrs. Moon River had successful surgery yesterday. She takes precedence, though. Well, we hope that Mrs. Moon River is on a quick road to recovery. And thank you for sharing, and we hope the best for you.
TCU beat Kansas last night?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Kansas is struggling.
And they just came off, and we had Coach Tim Welsh on Friday. And he was doing the TCU hosting Texas Tech, and TCU beat them that night.
Pittsburgh, John, what time are you guys giving away the Innings Festival passes? I'll check. We are giving them away, but before we go any further.
5:25
It is 7 minutes and 25 seconds past the hour. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown on time and informative. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris. I know it's not you. We can hear you punching the button.
I know how to fix it, though. The Arizona Cardinals today extended GM Steve Keim and head coach Cliff Kingsbury through the 2027 season. Kyler Murray still looking for his extension if you're looking for that news. The New York Giants releasing tight end Kyle Rudolph in a salary cap-saving move. Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral said at the Combine he has no regrets playing in the team's bowl game against Baylor, even though he suffered an ankle injury that is still affecting him. And Tiger Woods won the PGA Tour's inaugural Player Impact Program and the $8 million bonus that comes with the prize. He did not hit a single shot on tour in 2021.
So this is a popularity contest. We talked about this last year. They put $50 million into a pool, and whoever... I guess it's the most popular via social media or what have you. They gave Tiger $8 million. They gave Phil $6 million, and I don't know what else they gave.
I think Rory was third. He got like $3 million.
It seems ridiculous. It just seems stupid. Why don't we do that for us?
Let's put together
a pool.
Well, the PGA does it because they think it's worth the money for them to get the free advertisement, basically, for all these golfers. That's what it's all about.
But isn't
about.
This technically,
like everything else,
isn't
money.
This what Phil is complaining about? The PGA owns all the social media rights. He wants it, that's why he's using Saudi Arabia as leverage.
No, like the PGA Tour doesn't own Phil Mickelson's Twitter account. That is not true.
Well, he's unhappy about something, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Phil Mickelson is 51 years old and has $100 million sitting in front of him. He's going to say whatever he wants or whatever he needs to say to try to get that money. That's Phil Mickelson's angle on this. He doesn't have a.
He's ripping the PGA for he doesn't like the rights to something.
And
I thought it was
$100 million, Craig. He's just throwing stuff against the wall.
Then take the damn money and get off my TV.
But he can't be the only one. He's got to get more guys on tour to opt into that Saudi league. That's why he's trying to push guys towards that by being the one talking about it. But the problem is
nobody likes him for it.
Well, nobody. Nobody wants to leave the PGA Tour because they're in their 20s and 30s and still want to build their legacy up.
It's like, it's not even like the NFL and USFL. This is like going, I don't know how to, I mean, I suppose everybody has their price, right? So if that league in Saudi Arabia came through and offered like 25 guys $50 million, some of them would probably go.
I've heard they've got 20 guys. I don't know what they're all being
offered. But it's a big commitment, and you got to move your family if you have them. I know a lot of guys in their 20s don't, but, I mean, if you have a family, it's a big commitment. And then it's like leasing an apartment. So how long? 2 years? 3 years? 5 years?
Yeah, I think that's what Lee Jansen was telling that. I thought that was a great point.
Like, he was, yeah.
Okay, they got you rights, but, you know, they got you for the golf, but you're not flying back and forth, obviously.
Right.
You know, how long is the season? What are the sponsor obligations on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night? Saturday night before a final round.
How about this? I'll do our radio show from Saudi Arabia for $50 million. How's that? Is that good?
Nope.
ISDN or Comrex?
I'll do it for $25 million.
Be a slight delay.
Would there be a little bit of a
even
delay?
Even with the internet, yeah. There's still a delay.
What's the time difference? You would have to come in what time?
Saudi Arabia?
I don't know the time
morning
difference.
Show?
Ukraine is what, like 7 hours ahead of us?
Like six.
I would think that they'd be right around the same ballpark.
I can find out. We have this. And Kathleen, we'll come to you in a minute. Hang on. This is important. Saudi Arabia. World clock. Let's see
I'd
here.
Say maybe eight.
Hold on, I don't have it in my. Oh, I got it.
You don't have it in your saved.
I do have some interesting cities.
Location.
Okay, Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Right now, it is 11 minutes past 10 p.m., so they're 8 hours ahead.
Okay.
There. Good math.
Bow and face Mecca.
Three times a day or something
bong,
like that.
Dong.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337 ESPN. Kathleen and her Badgers basking in the glory of last night's beatdown of the evil empire, Purdue Boilermakers.
Oh, Lord.
Kathleen, welcome. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Yes.
You are. You're beaming.
I'm beaming. But
are you smoking a cigar?
A little bit.
Are you smoking a cigar?
No, I have in my life, but I'm too old for that now. But here's what makes me nervous, okay?
Okay.
Did you see what Nebraska did to Ohio State?
Well, that's Ohio State's problem.
Yeah.
And that's who we have. So I just get a little concerned about all the celebration. Yes, I know. But, you know, there's still a long way to go, and beating Nebraska would mean you'd get, you know, first place for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes
Look,
me a little nervous.
You're at home. You're not losing to Nebraska.
I don't think
you're
losing that game.
Trust me, you're not losing. That's Ohio State. If you've been looking at them lately, they've been sort of Jekyll and Hyde-ish.
Yeah,
lately.
Indiana's one of them.
Maryland. Didn't they just win to Maryland too?
Yeah.
To Maryland
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was a fun atmosphere. It was a whiteout, and I have a kind of a funny story. So I told you guys the other day that I have these two daughters who have zero interest in sports. I don't know how it happened. I really don't.
Yeah.
They both went to the University of Wisconsin, one of the best college atmospheres for sports in the country.
Yep.
Neither one of them. So I told you one didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
right.
even, you know. The other one went to a party, did not see 1 minute of it. So last night, my daughter texts me, my one in Madison, says, "Mom, are you watching the game?" And I text back, "Do you know me?" And so then she says, "Yeah, I am too." And I go, "What? It's a guy."
Of course, that's it.
With a guy.
That's just
so
it. You know?
A guy said to her, "Do you want to watch the game with me tonight?" And she goes, "What game?" So that was a problem at first. But,
oh, yeah.
Nope. So anyway, kind of maybe have one on board now with me.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. Now the poor guy is going to have to watch some sort of television show or series that he's not going to want to watch and, you know, to compromise. But that's a give and take. So
that's how
good.
Chris's family does it. Chris watches lots of sports, but then his wife makes him watch a lot of horrible TV like Bachelor, but Chris secretly likes it. So Chris is good.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, he does talk about The Bachelor quite a bit. We do hear about it.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Must like it in some way. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. I'm really excited. If we win, do you think we might get a one seed in the tournament?
Yes.
To win the Big Ten?
Yes.
I think
yes.
if we win the Big Ten, yeah, I think it's yes. certainly a possibility. Yes. Yep.
And we were picked like 12th.
Yeah,
I know.
In the Big Ten.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
My boys were picked 7th, and
pretty
I love
good.
It. I can't wait. I hope we meet in the Final Four.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun, Pete? Oh, yeah.
Now you could bet him a sandwich like you did.
And North Carolina goes on and runs. Get them in, too.
Yes, absolutely, no, Chris. Absolutely.
All right, Kathleen, enjoy your day. It's good to hear from
Bye,
you.
Bye, guys.
All right, that's Kathleen, 239-337 ESPN.
Real quick.
I'm not looking forward to the Duke game on Saturday night.
They pummeled the Pittsburgh last night.
Yeah, but it's at Chapel Hill, right?
No.
Oh, it's at the Cameron Indoor?
Yeah.
Is that his last?
It's his final game there, yeah.
Oh, you guys would love to be the spoiler.
Oh, it'd be so nice. I don't think it's going to happen.
If you had tickets, would you go?
Yes.
You've never set foot in Cameron Indoor?
Yeah. I'd have to wear booties or something so it didn't get on my shoes. Not like when an AC guy comes into the house.
Right.
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
Hairnet.
Right. Mask up. Yeah. Dig out the old mask.
Yep.
Everything.
But what's cool is if I went, then like a quarter of the basketball court would be Carolina fans.
It's bigger than you think.
I don't think it is.
9,100 something, right?
Yeah,
in fact,
Meter
brought it up. Yeah,
it's 9,000.
He's done games.
But you're squeezed in like sardines in a can. I mean, it's tight. Those aren't seats for the 21st century. They're those little 1950 butts that
when people were small.
Those. Exactly.
Port Charlotte Joe texting in. I just delivered a pizza to a guy. He had your show on full blast in his garage. LOL. I had to stay for a few minutes and listen, and I told him I'm Port Charlotte Joe, and he said, whoa.
Whoa, awesome.
We've had more and more texts from listeners that are running into other listeners that are while they're listening, and I think that's cool.
A lot of it happens at red lights, and you see people laughing, and they're really laughing. Mike Trout, seconds ago, just released a statement.
Oh.
Nobody knows who he is if you walk down the street.
He's not getting his $35 million this year.
Quote, I want to play. I love our game, but I know we need to get this CBA right. Instead of bargaining in good faith, MLB locked us out. Instead of negotiating a fair deal, Rob canceled games. At least on a first name basis, Rob. Players stand together for our game, for our fans, and for every player who comes after us. We owe it to the next generation.
Yeah. Well,
the next generation is going to be not going to care at all. Because the current generation, you're going to lose a lot of the ones that are left. You're about to lose.
I don't think anybody under 35 watches baseball. It's a dying fan base. It's an aging fan base.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I always look. The one thing I always during the Little League World Series in Williamsport every year, and sometimes you get to interview some of the kids and some of the stuff, and sometimes you hear like. See, favorite athlete that they put up in the bio. It's not even a baseball player.
Yeah.
It's somebody, it's somebody
it
else.
It rarely is a baseball player.
Yeah.
It's usually a musician or an actor or whatever.
But, as you look at this from a three-dimensional world, 40,000 minimum wage stadium workers will start losing paychecks.
Yeah.
Very shortly.
It's coming.
That's what's so sad. Then you had the guy from Stripling from Toronto. He just ripped into. He said how, you know, and I agree with him here. When he was talking about it got to be like 12:30 and a fine print of their CBT proposal was stuff we had never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to sneak things through us. It was like they think we're dumb baseball players and we get sleepy after midnight or something. It's like that stupid football quote, they are who we thought they were.
That would get me mad to walk out of the room right there. If you're adding stuff at the 11th hour, that would literally honk me off.
Not shocked. They did exactly what we thought they would do. They pushed us to a deadline that they imposed, and they tried to sneak some crap past us at the deadline, and we were ready for it. We've been ready for 5 years, and then they tried to flip it on us today in PR, saying that we've changed our tone and tried to make it look like it was our fault. That never happened. My biggest thing, and Alan Hahn brought it up, is after the press conference yesterday and a couple of questions, and Manfred stands up there and acts like he cares about the fans. He acts like he cares about the fans. He does not care about the fans. He cares about the money. And the stuff about the DH and all that stuff, and by the way, that you know, there's no commitment to that. There's no real commitment to that either, because the proposal also addressed player and fan concerns about issues like service time and competitive issues, and that. And then he talked about. We also listened to our fans. He expanded playoffs, and then he says, while we preferred a 14-team format, the format became an obstacle. They're accepting the 12-team format. Finally, we offered a remember this term, procedural agreement, whatever that means, that would allow for the timely implementation of sorely needed, you know, the DH thing we talked about and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Procedural agreement. The players will never agree to it.
Yeah.
They won't.
No.
They won't. So they accomplished nothing. They accomplished nothing. But it's a slap in the face to every single person who still has a residue of emotion about Major League Baseball to say him stand up there and lie, flat out lie, to say that they care about the fans. It's a joke.
Forever 34, as I just said, people under 35 don't watch baseball. He says, I don't. Let's talk more soccer instead. 239 just texting in. I've given him a new texter name. He says, until baseball has day games every day, they'll never pick up the kids. Who's letting their kids stay up till 11 p.m. to watch a game every night? You are now titled Day Baseball on the text line.
Huh.
And Kentucky Tim says, went to a camp at Cameron Indoor, and even empty, it felt like a 60s living room, carpeted ramps. Coolest thing was the Otis Spunkmeyer cookie machine. Is that an old-fashioned, old-timey one? I don't even
know. The nighttime playoff baseball thing, of course, back in the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, you did have day baseball. I mean, you had one game in the day, one at night, and then they would overlap. But back then, when there's only four teams.
You know?
But then it got to be, you know, remember FX was carrying games at 10:30 at night.
Well, the problem is we don't even televise every playoff game now.
Really?
If you're saying MLB Network has game, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The regular network TV doesn't have every single game. If you don't have extended sports packages on cable and you don't get MLB.com, you can't see some playoff games.
We're getting to that time of year where I got to learn where True TV is again for March Madness.
See, I never had a problem with that. It's just like, say,
I don't True ever see True TV any time of year except March. I don't even know where it is on the scroll.
Just say it. Oh, you can just say it into
but
your
But why? What's
remote.
On there the rest of the year?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Impractical Jokers.
Okay, I'm not watching.
Well, they got a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Like a real movie.
Like Jackass, Impractical Jokers?
Well, it's not. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean.
Not as severe.
They don't do the same stuff, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones at 239.
More like Jackass meets Punked.
Okay. Is Ashton Kutcher behind that too?
No, but like there's like a back room where they're talking to the guy with an earpiece.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. A regular texter, but infrequent caller, gracing us with a phone call here. Ladies and gentlemen, Jabba the Butt. What's going on, Jabba?
Hello, Jabba.
What's going on, guys? The Tampa Bay Rays sent me an email asking if I'm going to renew my weekend season tickets.
When did you get that?
I got it last night.
Oh, my God.
I got one this morning.
Well, Chris, tell your programming story behind the scenes.
Listen to this, Jabba.
Yeah, listen. They've been trying to get Chris to commit to carrying games.
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh. We're not talking about that?
Well, I don't want to.
Well, no. But
okay, never mind. Dirty laundry.
Well, no. Well,
anyways.
But
what I think Major League Baseball should do is all the charities, because let's be honest, if you're in the Cactus League or if you're in the Orange League or Grapefruit League, you're not a big city. You rely on this revenue of spring season games to come. And if you go to any spring season game, American Legion, Boys Club, Boys and Girls Club, all these charities make really, really good money off of selling hot dogs, beer, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Take the revenue that each charity made from last year, times it by 2.5 for inflation, cut a check to each one of the charities, because I don't understand, if you care about the fans this much, spring season ball pays for so many scholarships, pays for so much around just our area, let alone the entire area.
Jabba, you know, I've been saying this for months, you know, that if this came to fruition, it's not so much the players, you know, as I don't give a damn, it's about all the local businesses around the entire country, like you just said very eloquently about all the leagues that are going and the poor people that depend on this income for a couple of months. And it's an absolute killer. And I just said, you know, when the season starts, a regular season, it would have started for about 40,000 minimum wage workers who depend on that paycheck are not going to be able to work.
Our post alone made $60,000 last year.
That's awesome.
And donated to Wounded Warriors, donated to homeless veterans, are able to sponsor Christmas for those who can't afford it. It's so far outreaching that one person stopping everything has so much impact on so many other people. Love the show, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, thank you,
Jabba. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Everything you said, 100%. And then my favorite part, which we didn't get to last 4 days ago on the 28th, on MLB TV, in case you're wondering, MLB TV and audio subscription renewals, they put out a statement last week. We will not bill for 2022 subscriptions today. This was back on February 28th. Notification about renewal will occur once a new CBA is in effect. All current subscriptions will remain active until then. Subscribers, check your email for important dates. And what I have learned from a lot of these responses, MLB TV, for those of you who want games out of market, they're having a hard time canceling the subscription.
Yeah,
like they're making it extremely difficult for you to try to cancel the subscription. So I'm telling you right now, a buddy of mine told me this. If you're on MLB TV and you can't cancel for some reason, just go in and delete your credit card payment. That'll do it.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
That's a hot tip.
Yep, that'll do it. Don't worry about sending and going through the rhetoric. Just go in, find your credit card number or whatever you use for payment and delete it, and that'll stop it.
Now, I do want to say during the shortened bubble strike year, didn't they show a lot? I thought they did, if I remember correctly, I thought they did this right. I think they gave
minor league
free games, Major League Baseball TV. For like a long time. It wasn't a month, but it was an extent. You suggested they should do it free all year to make a point. But wasn't it like a month of free baseball? I was watching Tiger baseball for like the entire month of May or something.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. Or June or July, whenever that shortened season
but
started.
But back then you had to have DirecTV. They didn't have a lot.
Well, no, I didn't. But I was watching baseball. You can get the baseball package.
Well, now you can. But what were you talking about?
The bubble year. Pandemic 2 years ago.
Oh, that. Yes. That was different. That was different. But in the past, they had.
They give you the first week free anyway.
Well, no, first, but I'm saying in the past, when they had a lockout or whenever, they never. I don't know. You only could get the package if you had DirecTV or Dish Network. You couldn't get it now like you can now. The only sports package you can't get now on the cable system is the NFL, but that's about to change.
That's about to change. Yeah. All right, speaking of the NFL, a strong message, I think, to Kyler Murray from the Cardinal organization. We'll do a little quarterback roulette there as well. We're warming up here on a hump day Wednesday. Listen, if you got stuff, you got to insure it. Call Damon Brist Farmers Insurance right now and tell them what you got. Say, hey, I got Damon. I got a house. I'm in a floodplain. I got cars. I got a couple motorcycles, some RVs, and a boat parked in the driveway. What do I do? He will help you. Bundle and save. You'll insure it all. You'll get better coverage. You'll pay less money. Bundle and save. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, one of the fastest growing agents in the country over the last 2 years, but he's a local guy right here in Southwest Florida, just like you. Be ready for the rest of 2022. Call Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, just like I did. 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. All right, enough baseball talk. Baseball's dead. Let's get back to football. The Cardinals yesterday extended general manager Steve Keim and coach Cliff Kingsbury through 2027.
Surprising.
Remember, Cliff was on a very hot seat around week 17 or 18, as I do recall.
Do you think this is the reason why Kyler Murray, maybe I'm just spitballing. I'm not sure, but it's because he was petitioning. He threw a little nutty there when he deleted all his social media, remember?
Yeah.
It's because he wanted these two guys to remain in the organization, and maybe they were not going to remain in the organization unless he pulled this off. I don't know.
I would think Kyler Murray is a fan of Keim and Kingsbury because they both revamped the team to bring him in. They got rid of a number one pick at quarterback in Josh Allen, right? Or
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen.
Close. That's so good.
That was a first-round pick. They got
similar career arcs.
Yeah. They got rid of him right away to make room for Kyler Murray. Larry Fitzgerald Sr., who does give his opinion from time to time, a likable guy, obviously the father of Larry Fitzgerald, the former teammate of Kyler Murray, said that Kyler came in, they accommodated him for everything, brought in his style of offense, and he is spoiled. He's never had to, you know, feel any pain of growth, and he's been coddled to. Thought that was an interesting comment as well. Wonder if Larry Fitzgerald Jr. feels the same way, but he wouldn't. That's not his style. I don't know that he would say anything. But I've been thinking about this the last couple of days, Pete. Aaron Rodgers is rumored to be getting close to $50 million a year if he gets a new contract with the Packers.
It's a 42-plus million cap
now,
hit.
I don't want to get into a conversation about how much better Rodgers is than Kyler, but you know how this goes. The market brings up the raising tide lifts all boats, so that means Kyler Murray, next guy up. Are you going to pay him $50 million? Are you going to pay him $45 million? I would not. I don't think he's that good. He's good, but I don't think he's that good.
You know, Craig, it's about it's like the market in real estate right now around here, right? It's beaming, busting. Timing is everything.
Booming.
Business is booming. Timing is everything. My gut feeling is he's going to get something close to it. I'm not going to say 45, but I bet it's going to be more than you expect. What I also think is interesting is Kingsbury, who went 35-40 in 6 years at Texas Tech, gets fired following the 2018 season. Remember, we went through this. His last like five or six games from college to the pros are pathetic at the end of the season, all of them. He led the Cardinals to a year-over-year improvement since inheriting a three-win Cardinal team in 2019. They go to 5-10-1 his first season, then 8-8 in 2020, 11-6 in 2021 when they made the playoffs for the first time. But in 2020, Arizona started 5-2. They finished 3-6. They missed the playoffs after losing two win and you're in games in the final 2 weeks. That's huge. Cardinals start 7-0 this year, but they finished 4-6, blown out by the Rams in the wild card. Most coaches would have been fired.
I thought he was going to get fired.
I did too.
That would have been 10 job openings.
But do you think Kyler Murray had some influence in him staying?
Possibly. And had Sean McVay taken a TV job, it could have been 10 openings. I mean, the whole league, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I think that this is like a trickle-down effect. I mean, Steve Keim has done a really good job assembling this roster. Arizona's a good roster.
No question. Okay. They start off great every year.
So, and we've been critical of ownership that has, you know, had head coaches in place when they have to go out and hire a GM. We don't like that. It's not good. So if you're GM and you're the Arizona Cardinals and you like the job that Steve Keim has done and think that you're on the trajectory to win a Super Bowl, I don't think they're a super long way off.
No, but they got a tough division. But yeah,
they do have a tough division, but they hold their own in a tough division.
Yeah,
you know, the part of the reason the NFC West is good is because Arizona's good.
Yeah, but only the first half of the season, though.
I don't care. Like, that's a big part of the season.
I know.
My point is, if you're the Cardinals and you're committed to Keim, and Keim is committed to Kingsbury, and Kingsbury's committed to Murray, this is the price.
Yeah.
This is the number.
Yeah.
If you're all in on Steve Keim, and Steve Keim is all in on Cliff Kingsbury, and Cliff Kingsbury's all in on Kyler, he's going to get his money.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
So the question of it's a moot point. He's not a top five quarterback in the league. Yeah. He will be paid like one, though.
I think Dak should hold out after Kyler gets 50.
Dak, how about Lamar Jackson? What do you think Lamar Jackson's going to get? If Kyler Murray gets in the 40-plus, then I think Lamar Jackson gets over 50.
Odd that he's not signed yet.
Well, apparently, funny you should say that, because earlier today, and I tweeted it out. Hang on a couple.
I mean, is Justin Herbert going to get $60 million when it's his turn?
GM Eric DaCosta said he spoke with Lamar Jackson, quote, fairly recently, whatever that means.
But you know who will?
Who?
Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Burrow will be the guy to get $60 million.
He's got three more years. He may get 70.
That's my point.
Yeah.
if this keeps going.
Right.
So, Burrow will be eligible for a contract extension after next season, right?
Yeah. No. One, two, three, four. This was year two. So that'd be year three.
You're eligible for an extension after year three.
Well, they're going to have to use the Patrick Mahomes formula to construct his contract.
A
young guy making it to a Super Bowl.
Unless they franchise him.
You can't start franchising that guy at that age, right?
All I do is present options. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm saying it all takes is one knucklehead GM to throw. But let me just finish this. So Eric DaCosta, and everybody tweeted this out, Ravens GM said he spoke with Lamar Jackson, quote, fairly recently, I don't know what that means, about an extension. And they're hopeful something could get done. DaCosta reiterated they'll work under Lamar's urgency. Lamar represents himself. I told you his mom, that's no more lie, really is his agent. Now, they got to, unless he gets a $45-plus million or a Mahomes type of offer, right? He's going to wait to see how this Kyler Murray thing plays out, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
And so many other, like you said, I think it's going to be unbelievable. I think we're going to see a ton of money. I can't wait to see what the Packers do.
Well.
Because the cap hits, you know, we know what Matt Ryan's is. Here it is.
The thing with Lamar Jackson is he waited all last year for everybody to see how the market would work out. And by the way, he represents himself. I don't believe he has an agent.
That's what I just said. His mom is his agent.
So, I mean, how long is he going to keep waiting? We keep seeing him getting dinged and getting hurt. I mean, get the contract done, man. Get your money.
I think he's waiting to see maybe what one. All it's going to take is one. One of these guys are going to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, and if it's Kyler, he's hoping Murray gets it, gets the deal that Chris was just brought. He is praying, lighting candles every night, because whatever he gets, Lamar Jackson is going to get more.
Yeah, should
he's going to get more.
Should.
And I'm telling you, it's not. And you're absolutely right, Chris, about Burrow. Wait till God.
I think him and his agent walk into Paul Brown's office and say. 60.
Especially if he's an MVP by the – and then Josh Allen just signed a big deal, which he probably could have signed a bigger deal. If you waited. Yeah. But, you know, again, timing is everything. Everybody can't hold out and wait. But timing is everything. So Josh got his. Patrick Mahomes got it. And people think Patrick Mahomes could have got more. There's a lot of people that think he could have got a lot more.
My jaw doesn't open much, but when he got that deal, that was a jaw opener.
Because the first 2 or 3 years of it are very team friendly, and then it escalates. I think this is the year it kicks in.
A huge number kicks in.
Absolutely huge. Man,
wish I could play.
What a country!
Yeah, I know. I wish I could play quarterback, and I wish I could hit a 2-iron. It's just.
By the way, Rob Manfred only makes $11 million a year as opposed to $44 million for 45
Park Avenue. Do the math. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He shouldn't get more than that. I don't know what he's really done. You can argue Roger Goodell. Remember, in 2017, he got the new deal, and it looked like Jerry Jones and some others didn't necessarily want him, and they said that would be his last deal. And they just gave him another deal. Why? He continues to grow the game. What has Rob Manfred done to grow his game?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's the worst PR league by far. It's the worst PR in the league.
He tried starting extra innings with a runner on second.
Mickey Mouse stupid stuff. It really was. Just makes me cringe.
That stuff was childish to me.
Yeah. It was T-ball-ish. That's what you do in T-ball.
I mean, the NFL puts a playoff game on Nickelodeon and slimes the end zone. That's pretty childish.
We should just put, you know what we should do?
Anything the NFL does
turns to gold. Major Baseball should just put, like, don't even have an outfield anymore. Just put, like, lines like we used to do in wiffle ball or an object. If it gets past this line, it's a single. If it gets past this, it's a double. If it's this, it's a triple. And if it goes over the fence,
it's
a home run.
It's like Topgolf meets baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, just do that.
Hit your targets out in the outfield. Dutch Oven says there's no way Cheapskate Paul Brown pays $60 million to anybody. Look.
Then he's going to have a mutiny on his hands
It's going to be a big number. And I thought the same thing. When Chris said that, I'm not disagreeing with Chris. Chris is right. But my first thought was Paul Brown couldn't fathom the day that he would stroke a check for $60 million a year for one person.
Yeah. Well, they don't have a practice facility either on their site.
You could get one for $60
million. Oh, less than that.
Nice one for $60 million.
You could buy a city for $60 million.
And you're not wrong about Paul Brown being cheap.
No, right,
I'm
right,
just
right.
trying to think. I mean, if you're a Bengals fan and the idea of getting Joe Burrow, a once every, I'm not going to say decade, you know, once every 5 year quarterback. Yeah. Every 5 years you get that quarterback that comes out and it's just like, wow. Well,
but Paul
Dude
Brown,
is
well,
different.
Paul Brown got a taste of going to the Super Bowl, though. He likes
it. If you let him walk, you would have a mutiny.
You can't let him walk.
What about creepy Mark Davis? Could he pay a Joey Burrow $60 million? Would you ever see that happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If Joe
the Raiders?
If Derek Carr's contract was up right now and they decided to keep him.
I'm understanding. We always talk about the kind of money the Raiders, you know, that don't have. And, you know, doesn't have the biggest wallet in the world in the NFL.
Look,
right?
Part of the reason they got rid of Khalil Mack is when you sign him to a deal, you got to put that money in escrow. And the word was he didn't have the cash. Okay?
Well,
That was the word. Yeah. So now we're 5 years later and, you know, you got your big quarterbacks making 50 and 60 million a year.
Yeah, does Mark Davis have the cash?
I don't
come
know.
Up with it? I know it's a new stadium. You're generating more, you know, all that stuff, but.
Yes, you would find the money.
That was part of the problem.
I was going
into
he
was going into a new stadium that with no fans because of the COVID.
You get a bank to loan you the money to sign him and figure out a way get the 2% or whatever they're going to charge.
If you are Chris Beasley, head of Sheeman and Shepherd International Bank Corporation, and creepy Mark walks in, I'm not taking no.
You don't want to get involved with the NFL if you're a bank?
I immediately.
Yes, you do.
I immediately put all my resources in and say, I want to see where all your assets are before I give you a dime.
The NFL?
I want to see him personally.
No,
where
I'd get
what
a,
he get. I know the TV money. I know where the TV money is coming from. But I'd still, he's the one guy I would want to see. I want to see where some of this money is going. Paul Brown probably too. Like, where is it? Why don't you have a practice facility?
I'd get it underwritten by the NFL if I were the bank, but I'm figuring out a way to get involved with the.
I'm not saying it wouldn't do it. I'm saying this. It's not like Jerry Jones. There's a big difference with Jerry Jones walking in than Mark Davis walking in.
But if Mark Davis doesn't pay me my loans, I'll have the NFL pay me my loans. They got it.
Yeah.
No, if you're a bank and an NFL owner comes in, I'm taking you into the vault. We're figuring out a good number that both of us can live with. 3% on that much money, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's a couple people that I would really do my due diligence on. And I don't say that light about many in sports, but Brown and Mark Davis are one of them. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to give you this kind of money, and I know you're automatically going to get this kind of money from the television already, so probably a quarter or half is okay. But still, I want to know.
In a second, I would do it.
Okay. coming up, we got Sound Street, a lot of NFL. In fact, it's all NFL. We're going to bounce around the combine and hear quotes from various people. It's some good stuff, good conversation stuff, too. Keep listening to ESPN Southwest Florida to win tickets to Brooks and Dunn. You know, that's a country act. Friday, June 3rd at Hertz Arena. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10, but you can get tickets ahead of time all week before everybody else has a chance to buy them. Listen today, about 4:20-ish. You can win your tickets then and register to win your way. Else, if you don't win, if you don't win today, you could still log on to our website and win, too, at ESPNSWFL.com. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. Let's head out to the combine. Let's hear from Bruce Arians, who's lost a lot of weight, by the way, and said Kyle Trask will probably get a fair shot at being a starter this upcoming season. Said the Bucs won't draft a quarterback. And, oh, by the way, Tom Brady is welcome to come back if he wants.
Coach, can we talk about the filling the shoes of Tom Brady and how you guys plan to address that if you are in the draft and what you're looking for in a prospect?
Well, we addressed it last year. You know, we drafted Kyle Trask number 2 for a reason. Fits everything that we want to do as a quarterback, and really, really liked what I saw for a year. So I doubt drafting is an option. For all the other guys, it's going to be a trade. Well, you don't trade by yourself. You got to have a partner. So that could be out of the question.
Have you guys closed the door on Tom coming back? Is that
so? Oh, that door's never closed. Whenever Tom wants it back, he's back.
Jason Light, the GM, saying pretty much the same thing. Going to leave that light like old Motel 6. Going to leave the light on for you, Tom Brady.
With a Tom Brady, I personally never want to completely close the door. Now, I don't have any information that suggests that he is going to come back. I mean, I'm very good friends with him. We haven't talked about that. I don't want to apply any pressure, but in that regard right now, but he's Tom Brady. If a Tom Brady wants to come back, we'd welcome him back.
How difficult would that be financially for you guys? Would you be able to plan and carry out the offseason that you want, knowing that he might?
It just depends. We have a little time here before free agency hits. Depends on what we do in free agency. I'm not saying that we're, by any means, we're planning on this happening. I just made a remark this morning that we'll leave a light on for him.
It's copyrighted,
guys,
by the way.
You guys better check in with Giselle. That's all I got to say. All right, here's Brian Gutekunst of the Green Bay Packers. He is hopeful that Aaron Rodgers will make up his mind before March 16th.
Do you think March 16th you'll have clarity by then?
I would hope so, yeah. I think that's obviously start of the new league year. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made before that. So that would be helpful. But, I would think we would know something before then.
All right, on to the New York Football Giants. Joe Shane, is that how we're saying it now? The GM? He is open to trading Saquon Barkley, running back.
We're still working through that, but I mean, I'm open to everything. Like, whether it's, trading player for player, I'll listen to anybody. If it's trading, a couple players, I'm not going to say the entire roster. We're open for business on the entire roster, but if anybody's going to call and they're interested in any of our players, I'll certainly listen. And again, we're in a situation where, unfortunately, we have to get under the salary cap, and we're not in very good salary cap health. And again, I'm not going to say yes to every deal, but I'm definitely going to listen, and I'll be open to the situations that are best for the New York Giants.
All right, here he is saying that he's not going to bring in a starting level quarterback to compete with Danny Dimes.
We're going to bring in competition everywhere, but Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback right now. And again, listen, he was injured last year, and they had a backup quarterback. Again, if we did the same thing with Josh Allen last year, I think the backup quarterback is one of the more important positions in the league. So it's something we're going to look at and we're going to address. But it's not just quarterback; it's across the entire league. I think building depth is going to be a priority. It may be a little bit harder early on, but as you continue to build your team over the years, that's how you're allowed to create more depth.
Don't you think he sounds a little bit like young Sean? There's a little bit of that in him. Honestly.
You're just hearing the words Giants.
No,
yeah.
But it's
Pavlovian.
I don't know. He kind of got that giddy up in his step when he's talking about the Giants.
Maybe. We've got some more NFL sound. Trent Baalke, what's he going to do with the number one pick in the draft?
GM of the year.
Of the year?
Trent Baalke.
Why? Okay. That was facetious, right? Did I miss something?
A little bit.
Okay. Also, we are excited to partner with Innings Festival on March 19th and 20th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. This two-day festival includes Green Day, 3-11.
Oh, just scratch it off.
Incubus.
Just scratch it off. The devil.
The Lumineers performing with former big leaguers. Ozzie Smith, he'll be there. Gary Sheffield. Fred McGriff, Crime Dog. Dozen other players giving away two-day passes later today at 5:25. Sheeman and Shepard, 3 o'clock hour coming up on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.